She would be able to know the
what they did was that administration, support for committees, and such matters would then be raised to the committee section, the power section. For now, can you look at the minutes of the 20th of June? I don't know if you can still remember. You see, that is the problem. It's going to be very difficult even for a member to remember exactly what might be an omission of this minute. This it makes our work much more difficult. But let's just hope and trust that we'll be able to remember some of the things that we have. These are the minutes of June. Consumers Protection Measures Amendment Bill. Are there any omissions or
no?
Any seconder? Why is that the case? Oh. Okay. 31 July. Housing for Consumer Protection. That was not a formal proof. Oh, where are you in NCK? Any more? Reverend? Seconded, man? Pumalanga, under the leadership of Mwashi Wadu. The 5th of September, negotiating mandate.
With the correction on the subject to the last paragraph, the province supported the amendment without the province supported the negotiating mandate without amendment.
Come again?
On point two, the last sentence, I will read properly. To read the province supported the negotiating mandate without amendment.
Shouldn't it read as the province supported the bill? Without amendment.
Yeah,
I think that's how it's
yeah, but as a phrase, yeah.
So, wasn't it that you didn't have a negotiating
mandate?
You looked at the first page.
It is.
On the same page,
the first paragraph, the first and second line, the provinces that submitted the negotiating mandate were as follows.
Okay.
Yes. That was amazing.
There's just one thing bothering me here. This is a meeting at which I had a long explanation on what happened in Mpumalanga. On this particular moment, they were unable to see me on the date set aside. And remember the whole thing that I had quite a long input there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it there. All I see is that Mpumalanga submitted the request for extension of time. So we just leave it at that.
Why is it going on again? Right,
like at the top, under proceedings. It just says, he's in case of Mpumalanga submitted the request for the extension of time.
Yeah. No, I can remember that. So let's know if there's an omission to be further elaborated.
Yeah.
The issues relating to the problems that anybody from Mpumalanga experience.
No, I think we just said that because I think we'll see this clearly. I think both Honorable Lani and Matanyana were aware of my situation as we were together the following week in Kalahari.
Okay.
And I explained it to them as well.
Okay. Alright. Any mover? Honorable Matanyana, any second here? The final mandate on the consumers.
Yeah.
And maybe just worth noting as an area that needs further elaboration is this thing of the Northwest topic. Because the Reverend also went to at length in explaining the problems that he experienced with the legislature. Then having received a briefing from the department, it's not necessary for you. And then the next thing. The housing protection.
Yeah.
The other thing. Is there any mover for the adoption of this one? Honorable Fadwell, any second? Then the 10th of October. Rental housing. It was a first briefing.
Chair, I know we're talking minutes, but just on that subject, if you'll allow me. Mm.
again, what came out last night in regard to 76 legislation being introduced in the International Assembly. Yet again, they had all the time in the world, and we were briefed on the 10th and the 11th, we had to do the provisional briefing. The very next day. And I don't think it's fair on us. There was no time to go and study the bill yourself and make your own notes and so on. You just have to rush from this meeting, make photocopies and rush to the next meeting.
What do you know about it?
I've never been a woman. My party elected me as leader of the caucus.
Oh.
But it's a position that's not recognized in the NCLP function.
Okay.
But Janita is the work.
Okay.
So I do the work, she gets the pay.
Okay. But I think it's a very important point. Maybe we need to raise it very sharply in the forthcoming workshop. So it's a workshop and seminar next year that is in plan as a build-up to looking at the NCOP 10 years and beyond. Maybe these are some of the internal institutional arrangements that we need to look at.
Well, you see, the chair last night said that in his closing remarks, and it's quite right, the Constitution doesn't say where it has to go.
Mm.
But common sense says it should come to us, even though it can also go there. You'll find that the bulk of the legislation goes there first and then comes to us. So we, the link to the provinces, get the second bite.
Yeah.
We should have the first bite.
That's fine. Any more? No, it's a side issue. That's got to do with internal processes of Section 76. The problem is that what the Honorable Wash is raising is that we've got so much limited time that we don't have enough time to do justice to the bill. And he made reference to this one as an example, where we got a briefing the Wednesday, and then the Thursday we had to be in our provinces for Friday, in our provinces to keep briefings and so forth, without proper time to even internalize the briefing itself that we received from the department. This is about the 6 week cycle, Chapter 76. Once the briefing has been given, we're already within the first week. You must go and brief the province. It falls within that 6 week cycle. The province must hold public hearings, they must submit negotiating mandates, we must consider them, they must go back.
On the 10th of October, the department must come and brief the Congress. In order that in the following day we must go there. I wanted to check that. Where must we correct that it must not happen? I'm that we must take it to the workshop, but I wanted to check where this thing lies. Who decides that on such a day, this department must come to this committee to brief in all of us, we must be the problem. I'm saying that I want you, I don't want that we must be to others are missing. I want you that we must start here once we are talking.
If I may, honourable members, my point is that I don't think there is anything wrong with the planning, because if you look at your program, it's in the planning department where these dates are planned and negotiated with the provinces. Where the problem comes is that it's 76 legislation, it's introduced in the National Assembly instead of with us first, and that's where the problem lies. Then they sit on it until the last day, and because of being taken parliament to the people or overtime visits, we had no choice but to handle it on that Wednesday and start the meetings the next day. If it had been handed in to us first, we would have had all the time in the world to negotiate, to interrogate this, and even to be able to attend the public hearings in our provinces. That's the point I'm trying to make.
I'm doing this to thank you for a while. If you have a question on the department, you have to ask the committee to decide whether the following day is a volunteer. Because if the athletic is like this, you say that you need from the department, then the committee will have a right. Because when the legislation is tabled before parliament, that is the property of parliament. If some committees do that, they don't have to be a if they need to have a better before they go to the committee, at least even those committees can do that. So what you need to do in a career is that let us look at the legislation in our career. If we are not satisfied with that, we really understand that particular people are not satisfied. We are only able to be in the back of the top of that. As men, we will need to approach the problem in Denmark. We must be clear on what we are approaching the problem in the power. So, it's up to us to say, okay, this week we are having a resolution by Wednesday. If we understand that particular legislation, because in terms of the program, of Hagan, that program is being approved by the program committee.
Mm-hmm.
Of which if the committee has said in its committee meeting, as this committee, we are not going to be able to go and break the province. Therefore, the program committee should allow this committee to have deliberations on the next meeting, and then they can go to the province with that particular, those particular provinces in the next
meeting. Can maybe just before that, John, I'm just wondering, can you explain the 6-6
contract?
Because that is the thing that really holds us.
My understanding was that there was great energy to expect it, but he said, if we think that particular legislation is not of a technical nature, where we really need deliberation on that particular legislation, so that we can have an understanding, we can say to the program and committee, based on the 6-6 cycle, as this committee won't be able to do this particular legislation within that particular cycle, therefore, the committee and the provinces must be given enough time so that they can be able to do that particular legislation. In terms of the rules that we have amended, we have that flexibility to say if it's a technical nature of those amendments, we can do it because most of the technical things doesn't need to really need so many discussions and all that. But if that legislation has really in heaven, in tech, in problems, in heaven, in that time, in that particular situation. That's why you find that some problems in the thing, can we have an extension so that we can be in this situation? So we have power that we can use.
This is, I understand but when does the 6-week cycle commence? On the day of the meeting? Is that the first day? On the 6th week? Yeah. That's when it starts. Now, I wasn't sure. I thought
no.
That it was
the same. No, I'm happy that this explanation is provided. Which further empowers us? Because, to be honest, when we got the request from Mpumalanga for an extension, I was the first one to go to the programming a week and said, out of the 9 provinces that had submitted their, because that was also part of the decision of the meeting, to even go to as far as speaking to the chair of the council. But the response I got was, but the majority of provinces have submitted. So why the exception? That was the kind of response I got. Like the Honorable Oliphant says, the provinces, and let's say I think now on my feet, because some of the things I might not necessarily have to wait for a meeting. Let's say I think on my feet now, proactively and so forth, and this is the kind of response you get. That no, this is a 6-week cycle, we cannot be held to ransom or blah, 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 this thing must go on and all the sorts of things. It's a rule that we have adopted. That is why earlier on I said, these are some of the in-house things that we definitely have to robustly engage in that forthcoming meeting, because that workshop is going to look at the NCOP for the past 10 years and beyond. Where are we taking this institution now and so forth? Rabra?
Mine is on the Section 76 bill. Why does it go first to the MA? If we can get clarity, we have rules that say it should go first. Why not starting in the NCOP? Why first MA, then to ask them are confined to the system? Why? If we could get that answer, if it's written somewhere, probably a strategy. I don't know.
Well, the point is it isn't. The Constitution says it can be introduced in other house. But practice has shown in these last 3.5 years that most of the 76 go to the LA first. And I think there's not enough reason for that to happen. That's the point I'm trying to make.
That is what I'm saying again, Honorable Mayor. That platform that will be created for us, I think we need to use it effectively to ensure that it is resolved in some of these things. Because much as we will say, Reverend, that we want the Section 76 to start in the NCOP, if the minister brings his or her bill to Parliament, and the minister agrees with the powers that be, that should be introduced in the NA, we are not there. We will only be given an HCC bill that has been referred to the NCOP. Bam. Here we are. So I'm still consistent that platform.
Must
be effective. Honourable members, do we have a formal mover for those minutes?
Yes,
sir. Ah. This is James the first. Second. 24 October. Transport. The agency. What is it?
That's
the convention.
Yes, I'm there.
Yes.
No, I remember now. So that's the error.
No,
I was there.
No, with the ballots, with the convention.
Oh,
you were
okay.
There.
I was there, yes. I took part in the deliberations.
Yes.
I said this year, I apologize that you.
No, I think it's just the other.
No, you weren't. You weren't.
I was definitely there.
Because I remember the Palak.
Yeah.
I was so almost.
Yeah,
okay. After the Palak.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any more for this? Any move for the palace meeting?
Second.
Gumalanga, Gumalanga, and then we are on the 7th of November. Can my apology be noted as off-peak? Because I felt so bad yesterday when the chair of the council asked me, where have you been? You know, so can it be noted? You know, the Kudal Kudamu Palamunzing around. So embarrassing. No chair was off-peak. No, I made you understand that you were not really off-peak.
Oh.
Huh? All I said to you was that, well, all the negative things you get there, that is fine. Any mover for this minute? I was not present. I won't even be able to make any correction.
You
can move,
I'll take it.
Oh, 14th of November. Can it be recorded as? Under the summary.
Yeah.
That the meeting noted a serious concern raised by the Free State on the quality of the minutes that disempowers provinces to thoroughly understand the deliberations that are taking place in provinces. Then Free State.
Can I just check? You know, this is a meeting that was scheduled for 10,
yeah.
Which I arrived at. And then only at the meeting heard that it was moved to 11. Then I really had a long meeting in 10. It's that the woman over has no problem with having. Wasn't there a mandate? You didn't remember the problem with
the I read it.
Okay.
No, I read it.
Yeah, the first one. Yeah.
No, maybe we don't need to read to. No more. Hold it. Maybe we need to rephrase this thing of Mpumala.
Yeah, because it was definitely it was a last minute reshaping.
It was the way it is written, yes.
It sounds as if I just say
there was not even a mandate from Mpumala.
Yeah.
Whereas the permanent delegate of Mpumala has submitted an approval.
Yeah.
I mean, it contradicts itself. Because it says the following provinces submitted their final mandate.
Yeah, you see, that's my question.
And then it goes on to say seven provinces were in favor of the sale. Mpumalanga is not delegated to present its mandate. No. Due to the fact that the permanent delegate of Mpumalanga submitted an apology, the chair then read the mandate of Mpumalanga, which was in support.
I know it was there. I knew it. You read it. That's why I even told the Temba to vote in favor yesterday.
Okay.
Because I knew what the mandate was.
Yeah, I read it. So maybe just a phrasing.
Can I just choose?
No. Okay. Was it the last question? Also the last, that was the last set of minutes. Who's moving for the last set? Pazurunata. Supported by the priestess. Honorable Conroy. Honorable members. Okay.
Can I just say the case to the member? But there is a proposed legislation that is going to come before this cluster, particularly on, I think on public service, you know, in the same one piece of legislation in Parliament in the next financial year. That's specifically for the show. And then I think we have about 90 that belongs to the other part that is going to be submitted for Parliament.
please, I'm not sure how we're going to deal with our program, because as of now, the four candidates are focused on the decision of the environmental trade, and all of them are talking for the district, and one of them is talking for the district, and all of them are talking for the district. In other words, we've got to have a
That was,
I was going to say, let's know to that you covered up the way you are planning and you're staying accordingly. And so one should be able to ask you up. That is the true condition when you are planning and you're staying accordingly.
And that is over and above the fact that next year is an election year. Kromboek might spend 5% of his time in Parliament next year, because his party is going to meet him like nobody's business. He must run to the Northern Cape, the Eastern Cape, and all to proper work. No, honorable members, and thank you very much. I think we can already see the kind of work that we are going to be confronted with. I don't even want to conscientize you on the preliminary program for next year. Probably you will get it and have an understanding of the kind of challenges that we face next year. Pieces of legislation before the committee, kind of programs that we still have to undertake, whether if we'll be able to make effective oversight work. Coupled to that is our own party political programs also that are going to have a direct bearing on the kind of work that will be expected of us to do in Parliament and so forth. But nevertheless, let me thank you very much, honorable members. There's one thing that I'm unable to do is to speak like the Reverend. But because of it is a cluster, I will just take what the Ref said last yesterday into this meeting with all the blessings and all the best wishes for the festive period. I know most of us, we are not going to even enjoy the festive period. Starting with this weekend, the ANC will be having general councils leading up to dinner discussions taking place up until the 22nd of December. The 22nd or 23rd of December. It's then I know at least the ANC members will be able to take a deep dive and say, now I can be with my family and so forth. But the challenges ahead of us are quite enormous. That is constituency work. That's one thing that I always say to members of the opposition. Even throughout the world, if the ruling party goes to a conference, a consultative one or whatsoever, where policy is going to be decided upon, it calls upon the entire country, including the opposition, to have an interest in what that conference or convention or whatever you may call it in other countries is going to arrive at. For instance, in China, everything comes to a standstill because of the Communist Party of China is going to take serious decisions
that are going to have even a direct bearing on those who would regard themselves as national people. So, part of our constituency work, obviously, would also be to inform our people of the kind of decisions that they might expect. So, honourable members, all of the best for the year, the staff, and everything. Thank you very much for being. You came in very late, but you didn't hesitate to jump into this trip. Was a ballast work. You were able to move because the ship was balanced, and you were able to move forward. Thank you very much to everybody, and the meeting stands adjourned. You are invited to last lunch, the courtesy of this committee, 12:31. Listen, what is
it?
Beijing. Outside Parliament.
Yeah, around the corner. On the floor. In the center.
Mm-hmm. What is it called? Beijing. Can you write it? Pitang, man. Exactly, Pitang. This is Pana Pitang, meaning pot. Yeah.